Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, thousands of additional homes could be made available if the government changed the planning laws to allow people build small homes in their gardens. These homes or granny flats could be made available for as little as, wait for the price, €70,000, according to a new think tank, Progress Ireland. Well, in a few minutes, I'll speak with the Director of Housing Policy with Progress Ireland. That's Sean O'Neill McPartland. But first, the Construction Industry Federation and its member body, the Irish Home Builders Association, they've called for an increase in housing targets to 60,000 units a year and an increase in residential land zoning by local authorities in its response to the draft national planning framework. Conor O'Connell is Director of Housing and Planning with the CIF and he's on the line now. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So we know that political parties have said we need 50,000 homes a year to plug the gap or catch up, as it were. But you say that's not enough.
It's a very dynamic situation trying to predict population growth and its impact on building more homes for people and how many people we need to house. But even since the draft revision of the National Planning Framework was published in July, we've had, you know, the European Commission estimate Ireland's population growth at 3.5% per annum in one 12-month period, which is far in excess of the even the maximum range assessed by the ESRI, which fed into the draft NPF of 1.4%. So our population growth, and then the CSO came out recently with estimate of an increase of 100,000 people in 1 year. So even since it was published, the statistics around population growth and its impact on housing supply have changed significantly. And that's why, you know, we very much welcome the revision of the National Planning Framework. It's been revised for a reason. And the reason it's been revised is because there's a general recognition out there that we need to build more homes for people. We need to house people more.
Okay, so, and you say so 60,000 is the target that we should have. How could we do it, though?
Obviously, you have to, you know, step up to that target over a period of time. But fundamentally, the two biggest issues that will allow us to build 60,000 homes per annum going forward will be the county development plans in the various local authorities being revised or varied to accommodate more zoned land with infrastructure. And infrastructure is a big, big issue for many of our house building firms at the moment. They're reporting that they're trying to activate lands. We've seen record level of commencements. And to build on that record level of commencements this year, we need to see a pipeline of land with infrastructure in place.
But is that not in place already? I thought there was a pipeline of residential zoned land ready for whatever planning permission and design and all of the other aspects that come into bringing a project from theory into practice. I thought that the land was there. The holdup was the financing, maybe a lack of tradespeople and the planning process in general. But you're saying we need more fundamentally land.
We do, absolutely. What we see at the moment is that there's so many constraints around bringing land forward for development purposes, for building homes for people. When the biggest reports or complaints we've been getting over the last number of months in particular in relation to trying to activate lands are problems with Uisce Éireann, the infrastructure, the physical pipes in the ground, connections to the electricity grid, route selection corridors for roads or the provision of access roads to lands. The vast majority, from what we can see at the moment, the vast majority of lands that are out there are very difficult to activate because of the infrastructural deficits or even because of, in some cases, delays within the planning.
It'll take some time to rezone that land, won't it, at local authority level?
That will be one of our biggest concerns, is that while everyone recognises the need to increase our housing targets, the process for varying those local authority development plans can be quite lengthy. And what we're calling for now is for all local authorities to examine their development plans, have a look at, are there places that they could vary the development plans immediately? For instance, serviceable land or land that is easy serviceable around rail transport corridors. We're aware as well there's capacity caps in some areas which are limiting artificially the ability of house builders to build homes on lands that are zoned for residential purposes.
Well, can I put it to you? Can I put this to you? If each and every local authority is to go off today and do that, look for more land to be zoned residential, there would have to be various meetings about the viability of it, and then there would have to be a public consultation. Can I put it to you that you're talking 1 to 2 years at the very minimum for that to happen? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. That probably is the time frame we're looking at in most instances. So the immediate concern is our other call, their second call, which is for the increase in the capital allowances for Ishka Éireann so that we can expand our wastewater treatment facilities and that we can put the pipes in the ground to cater for the lands that are currently zoned.
Okay, can I ask you then finally, this target of 60,000 housing units that you're calling for, based on what we're discussing then and the length of time it would take to rezone the land and so on, the prospects of that in the next 3 years, I'd say, nil.
Well, look, we are increasing. We've increased, you know, from 21,000 to 29,000 up to 33,500. So we are increasing output year on year.
Good bit away from 60, though.
It is, and we need to, but we do need to aim for 60. We can't say because of current impediments that we won't do anything. We need to do something, and that something is putting the pipes in the ground for Ishka Éireann, connecting to the electricity grids, building the access roads, and putting a significant emphasis on the provision of infrastructure.
Okay.
And in the meantime, we can then start the process of zoning more lands as
okay.
well.
Illuminating, but very worrying, that conversation, I must say. Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning with the Construction Industry Federation. Thank you very much indeed. And I think it brings us nicely to our next conversation and the homes, the smaller homes that could be built, which might plug the gap a little bit. I'm joined by Sean O'Neill McPartlin from Progress Ireland, a new think tank. And Sean, you're very welcome to the programme. You have an idea or a proposal that you say could help with the housing crisis. Well, tell me about the idea.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me on. So the basic idea is you take a walk around any housing estate or street of homes in Ireland, and you'll see structures erected in the back gardens. You'll see sheds, home offices, perhaps gyms. Homeowners are allowed to build these without planning permission within certain rules. Mm-hmm. And what we're proposing is that homeowners will be allowed to, in addition to these structures, be allowed to build homes in certain circumstances. So those are circumstances in which there is sufficient access, where the garden is of an appropriate size, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But we've created a model which says if these conditions are met, if our recommendations, which we might talk about, are met, then about 350, up to 350,000 of these could be built in Ireland.
Okay. Now, stop it there, as I say. What type of a house in the back garden or side garden do you envisage?
So I'm envisioning a small home for one person, maybe a young couple, up to 40 square metres. They're actually, you know, when you think about a home in a back garden, a lot of people think log cabins, they think something quite dingy. But if you look at the United States, where these are very popular, especially in California, for instance, 1 in 5 homes built in 2022 were a form of what they call an accessory dwelling unit, what we might call a shomer or a granny flat.
Mm-hmm.
These are highly modern, high quality, energy efficient homes. They're extraordinarily stylish. So I think people need to kind of update their vision of the kind of quality of the homes available now.
Okay, and for as low as €70,000, this is not for everybody, right? But I'd love for people to think about this for a second and say, could it work for somebody that you know? 51551. Can I ask you this, though? Who would own the shomra or the small prefab granny flat or whatever the case may be if it were to be placed in my back garden, let's say?
So if it is in your back garden, you would own it. You would be the owner. There would be no subdivision of your plot.
And how would I get services, for example, sewage and so on, sorted?
Yeah, so it would be connected under the house to the main servicing that your house is currently operating under.
Okay. And would there be, what about garden spaces and green areas, which are very important for quality of life, physical and mental health of people, be it tending to their garden or for children playing? Are we not using up that space to fix another problem?
Absolutely. Garden spaces is really important. And there are rules currently in place for what you can build in your garden and how much garden space has to be left over. And our model includes those rules. So we wouldn't have to change the rules surrounding how much garden spaces each home should have in order to fit and deliver all of these new homes that we've been speaking about.
Is there any example of where this has worked elsewhere, Sean?
Yes, there's a good deal of examples, principally in the United States and in Canada. So I mentioned California, where these are hugely popular. You know, in just 16 years, with a slight tweak to their rules, they increased planning permissions by 15,000%. And that's a kind of mind-boggling figure, and it sounds on the paper as if it's a typo. And it's not. There's a huge latent demand for small homes. There's young people who need a small unit that has cheaper rents than big apartments. And there's obviously, of course, aging populations where they might need more age-appropriate housing. And as you say, this is about options. It's about giving people options that would suit the various stages of their lives.
Would it be a temporary structure? Sorry.
So the structures that we can build now are really high quality. They're just as, you know, lasting as the main house would be, made out of, built up to the same building regulations as a main residence would be. Okay. So these are lasting structures and they can be a permanent feature.
So a 40 square metre home in the back garden or side garden of a house that could cost about €70,000, could it be a fix for the housing crisis? Sean O'Neill McPartland, Director of Housing Policy with Progress Ireland. Thank you very much indeed. 51551.